Welcome to the latest episode of CarePoints. I'm your host, Kenny Schiff, the Director of Analytics for Lone Star Communications. This is the latest in the series of conversations with my collaborators at Lone Star Partners, folks in the healthcare and tech industry. And we're interested in bringing you new, different things for you to be thinking about and understanding. Today, I'm thrilled to talk to Jen Upton, who's the co-founder of Mate, a circadian rhythm lighting company, which you'll learn more about today. And riding along with me today is my good friend, Cliff Schweitzer, who's an innovation specialist for Lone Star Communication, who's been working closely with Jen and the team at Mate. Mate is focused on transforming healthcare by applying scientific research of circadian lighting to hospitals and medical centers, amongst other things, to promote wellness and restful sleep for patients. In addition to promoting wellness for patients, Mate Solution also offers substantial savings on a monthly basis from an energy consumption standpoint. Welcome, Jen.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, it's great. It's been fun prepping with you and learning all about Mate. You started Mate in 2016 with your husband, John. Tell us about your background and what drove you as a couple to start Mate.
Well, both JD and I have a background in control and automation. And as I'm sure you are very well aware, when you're in control and automation, you can't help but look at other pieces and parts that are attached to that industry. And we really started studying LED technology and how it was being incorporated into the market space. And what we found is that it was really looked at as a new technology, but being incorporated just as traditional lighting was. And nobody had really given a minute to think about it from a fundamental standpoint. And that's really important to us. So we started thinking about what should lighting look like and what should it be like? How could you optimize it? And that's what got us started down the road of circadian rhythm lighting. And certainly if you could mimic the sun, how perfect would that be? And how could that really help both on your wellness benefits and what that could bring to your life, but especially in the healthcare industry. So that kind of got us kickstarted into studying the technology. And in the meantime, I had a grandmother that passed away with dementia. And knowing what I know now, I really believe that this lighting could have truly helped her stay in tune and in rhythm and certainly helped her condition. So there's a little bit of a heartstring attached to our technology and certainly helped pave the way. So from there is really a deep rabbit hole of developing hardware, acquiring and writing our own patents, and certainly learning more about how LED technology with our solution could help save energy for facility costs. So all of that wrapped up, it's a long background and I'm happy to be part of the story.
Great. So some of our listeners will know about circadian rhythm, some won't, and some will know about how it's related to lighting, et cetera. Why don't you tell us about circadian rhythm and how lighting in general can impact sleep?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, now it's you hear about circadian rhythm everywhere, which is wonderful. But truly on a scientific level, it's your internal process of your sleep and wake cycle. So it's what's telling your brain, this is the time I need to be awake and this is the time that I need to be preparing to go to sleep. And what you'll notice is when you are more in rhythm, more in tune with the sun, that's when you feel your best. And so circadian rhythm is really guided towards, you know, in the morning, you've got that orange amber light, just like the sunrise. And throughout the day, as the light becomes lighter and brighter, some may say it looks more blue. That's when you're suppressing your melatonin levels. So it's telling your brain, I should be awake. This should be full energy, ready for the day. And then throughout the afternoon, and once you get into the evening time, again, you have that warm amber light. The dim levels come down both in color and in brightness, and it really prepares your body for rest. And you might notice, oh, you know, you need the long yawn or you're kind of winding down for the evening. And that's exactly what lighting can do for you. And right now we're hearing a lot about blue light technology and making sure that you're winding down that blue light so you're not studying all of your screens at night. And the reason why is when you have that blue light, that's telling your mind, hey, it's high noon, it's noontime, not evening time. So removing that blue light helps your melatonin levels rise to where they should be so that you have a great night's sleep. And can you imagine having a great sleep when you're in the hospital? I mean, I feel like that's just opposing thought perspective, but it's truly possible with circadian rhythm lighting.
So let me ask Cliff to jump in on that. So Cliff, you've been in and around hospitals for a really long time. What has the lighting experience like been in a, or what is it like in a typical hospital on a typical day?
It's one of those things you don't notice until you're in the hospital. And I will say, I didn't really notice. I've been doing this 27 years. I didn't really notice it. And I think the industry as a whole has pretty much just said, these are the standard light fixtures we install. This is the standard temperature. And they're more concerned with dimming than they are the actual temperature of the light. So just at home, when you can get different temperature lights for your kitchen or your bathroom or your bedroom, or different color temperature bulbs, it's the same way in the hospitals, but they're just buying a default light fixture with dimming capability, but that's not temperature control. So until I actually got into this circadian lighting and we actually changed out a few lights in some patient rooms, it made a tremendous difference. It's one of those things you can't pick up on video. You have to actually be in the room and experience the actual lighting and then walk into another room. It's one of these feeling things that it's not something you can really pick up and see unless you're there. It's definitely different.
Yeah, so it's a quality of life issue, and you know, it's like a lot of things, when you get exposed to it, you begin to understand that that's a good thing to do, and I can make some choices around that. But the cool thing about it is it's not just about all that great health benefit. There's also other benefits. So Jen, we'll start with you, and then Cliff, of course, you can jump in. Outside of the wellness benefits that the lighting brings to healthcare, what other problems are you solving in the industry?
Well, it happens to be that with our solution, our MATE solution, in addition to the wellness benefits, we're saving more than 60% on the energy costs for facilities. And that is significant. And when you can look at that and take that over an annual, you know, cost budget, that's a really big deal. So energy savings is, I would say, probably one of the biggest factors outside of wellness benefits. The other interesting factor, Kenny, is that when it comes to construction budgets, you know, everybody has a hard time with construction budgets because they are typically overrun before you even start the project. And again, with our solution, we're really helping that problem, because with our technology, you're cutting out many of the costs that are associated with lighting. So we're really helping on two factors when it comes to the facility itself. The other thing I could add is for our partners like Lone Star, the way we're able to help them, I know during COVID, sometimes it's really hard to get a hold of new product for the nurse call systems that you're installing. And so it's our hope that with the MATE solution, we can be a new product line that can help in those situations when you need something to go back to your existing customers or new customers.
And I'll add to that. The energy savings was one of those things that I was like, wow, I didn't know this was even here. We were so focused on circadian that the 60% reduction in power is really due to, there's no AC to DC conversion at the light fixture, which actually makes the light fixtures more cost effective. These light fixtures aren't proprietary light fixtures. They're the standard light fixtures the hospitals always purchase, usually through Acuity or some brand like that. So they're not a proprietary light fixture. It's just you're taking out the AC to DC conversion, which actually makes the light fixture more reliable, because the light fixture is LED anyway. The failure point is the AC to DC conversion, not the actual LED. So that's a big maintenance issue for hospitals. And hospitals actually cannot monitor their lights. So MATE actually gives the hospital the ability to monitor the system and actually show them the energy use per light fixture, which that's unheard of in our industry right now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's not only the energy, but knowing when that light fixture is going to go out. And it's not that it's just on or off. It's that the light fixture itself is degrading. So we can offer a 30, 60, 90 day exposure view of when that fixture is going to go out. And that just gives everybody a chance to prep for that so that you don't have to walk through the floors and the hallways to know when a light fixture is out. You can be ready for it.
So Cliff, let me jump to you to kind of piggyback on that. Obviously, our interest at being technologists and being in the integration business is solving customers' problems and offering various solutions to that. So Cliff, what are you hearing from Lone Star customers about this type of solution, and how receptive are they being to understanding and knowing more about it?
The biggest factor is what Jen mentioned earlier. It's the construction budgets. So we're currently in talks with a couple different engineering firms and with some of our customers to basically get this spec'd and engineered into construction projects, which that is a big thing, because we're talking about saving the electrical IDF footprint, we're saving conduit costs, where all the light fixtures are going to be wired with low voltage cabling. So there's no more conduit and electrical. And you're talking about taking an electrical footprint in an IDF and minimizing it down to, you know, from 20 breakers and 20 circuits to one breaker running maybe 100 light fixtures. So it's tremendous. And the key right now is just working with the engineering firms and the engineers to redefine where this falls into the spec, because traditional electrical versus the low voltage division 2728 is where this lands at. And then the other side of that on renovations is going back and retrofitting existing facilities so that aren't in construction mode, that want to go in and retrofit a floor and remove the 120 from the light fixtures and then change them to low voltage lights. So it's been a tremendous learning process, but the hospitals are looking for the value savings.
How are the other people in the hospital ecosystem who might have a reason to be thinking or talking about this? I mean, are you talking to clinicians too about this and people on the nursing side because of the benefits from a wellness perspective to the patients?
Yes. The innovation centers are kind of looking at it from both directions. So there's, for instance, we're in talks with a customer now that wants to potentially do a health study on patients and the wellness of the staff, because there's a lot of studies out there that show that shift workers at facilities are at higher risk of health issues because they work the night shift, which is something I didn't know until talking to Jen and Ryan, and there's a lot of clinical benefits to proper lighting and stress levels at nighttime. And I think some of the commercial industries have figured this out. I mean, if you go to Vegas, they've got the lights pretty much tuned to keep you awake because they're trying to keep you at the machines. But, it's one of those things where it's moving into healthcare as well. We're looking at all angles, but I think the hospital innovation centers or the people that are investing in innovation also are looking at it from all these different angles as well.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about the staff piece, and I can imagine the value of this in locker rooms, cafeterias, break rooms, all kinds of public areas as well. So, Jen, let me go to you and let me ask you, what does a typical project look like for the customer? Who's typically involved and what are the success factors? And we'll start with you and then Cliff, of course, can chime in.
Sure. Well, I see our position as support for companies like Lone Star. You know, they are the companies that have the relationship with all the healthcare facilities. And I love that because that means the trust is already there. The healthcare facilities know that they're not going to bring them new technology that isn't suiting for their facility or can't be helpful in some way. So my position is really one of support. Any resources I can help with. Fortunately, our system is very easy to install. We've created it in the field, and so we understand what installers need when it comes to a piece of hardware. So being able to be in the field gives you a unique sense of what's necessary. For instance, our piece of hardware has auto detection built in. So if you have somebody installing light fixtures, they don't have to have a high level of understanding or knowledge of that fixture itself, or even what the floor looks like that day, because our piece of hardware auto detects. Another interesting piece is our reverse polarity protection. So you could have somebody in the field hooking this up completely backwards, and you're not going to short anything or mess anything up. So I think being in the control and automation industry afforded us the ability to understand what installers are looking for, make our product easy to install. And I just think that's a win-win relationship when we can be the solution and companies like Lone Star have the relationship and can install, everybody wins.
Great. And Cliff, you have are coming off of a year-long set of experiences with some customers in our local markets. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we replaced 68 light fixtures over at the Methodist Innovation Lab. The goal originally was to do an actual just the patient room, but we went ahead and did the patient room, the conference room, the nursing station, the hallways, and a couple of different areas. We did half the floor, and that's where I really started learning about the product. That's where I was like, we took one of their light fixtures and we sent it to a lab, and we compared it against basically the new light fixture, and that's where they certified 60% power savings. There is a definite visual difference because one hallway we didn't do. And so when you cross the fur down and walk into the other hallway, you can feel the difference between the lighting. They had an existing electrical panel, which I believe had maybe 10 to 12 circuit breakers in it. And we were running the entire 68 light fixtures off of one 20 amp breaker. So it's a major difference. The installation was about 2 days, I believe, that we installed those light fixtures. They had to remove the 120 from all the lights, and then we ran low voltage cabling to the light fixtures and terminated those. But it's a major power savings. I know the story is circadian, but the power savings and the value is really where a lot of people pay attention at. And I think the bonus factor is circadian in the health. And it's one of those things where the clinicians, like, they don't want to know how you installed it and how all the technical details. They just want the benefits of the lighting. But for us out in the field and techs and nerds, that's us, right? So we want it easy to install, simple to maintain, low maintenance, and it's just it literally clicks off all the marks. The last thing I'll end with is the lighting in the rooms from day one. Literally, if you were wearing a white shirt or a white hat, it felt like it was a black light on your clothes. Like the lighting was so bad that your clothes actually felt like they had a glow effect to them. And it was way too much blue light in the room. And so you're talking about a patient getting blue light 24/7 in a hospital room. And it's like, we all know not to use your device before you go to bed, but they're just pumping blue light into the room. So it was a major difference. And so that was my takeaways from the whole experience. And we're still working through it. And we're looking at several construction projects moving forward where we can actually embed this into the new construction project.
So many of our listeners are on the provider side of the acute care business, and same with our integrator friends. So, you know, it's not just Lone Star, there's a lot of other folks we're connected to, but MAID is not limited to acute care. So tell me about other places within the healthcare system that you're leveraging your platform, and maybe some places outside of healthcare where you're having some success.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Kenny. When you think about circadian rhythm lighting, there is nobody that couldn't benefit from some help in that department. And so when you're thinking about what facility would be a good fit for this type of lighting. Certainly healthcare, because everybody wants to heal and get out of there as soon as they can. But I think education facilities are a huge win. You know, you think about you're inside all day while you're in class. What better use of lighting could that be? And make sure, you know, to help you feel energetic and awake throughout the day. I think that could be hugely helpful. I think about senior living centers and memory care centers and folks who are inside all day, but still need to have some way to tune themselves, some way to know what their internal process needs to say, what time it is. And I think, you know, it goes back to thinking about my grandmother who suffered from dementia. She would walk the halls at night because she was out of tune. She didn't know what time it was. And I think folks that are in facilities like that could really benefit from circadian rhythm lighting. Outside of that, I could see large scale warehouses. You know, we talked a little bit about shift work when it comes to night shift and healthcare. Well, same goes for large factories, any large commercial building that have people coming back to work. There's really no facility that I think wouldn't be a great subject for circadian rhythm lighting. I think we just started focusing on healthcare because of the high percentage of wellness benefits. That's where we started, but I'm sure that's not where we'll end.
Cool. So what's next for Mate? We're in the new year. I'm sure you have goals, plans, lots of things happening. What can we expect in 2024 and beyond from Mate?
Well, I think it's going to be an exciting year, Kenny. I know this really kind of feels like the first week that everybody's back to work, and our emails are full, and we're excited about the floor plans that we're receiving, starting to look at new projects. And, you know, working with Lone Star up to this point has been such a delight because everybody seems very well educated in how to install in these facilities. And so when you start with a high level like that, it only gives you room to grow and innovate together. And I think working as a partner is going to be really powerful this next year to see how we can help those construction budgets. And on the flip side, how wonderful to bring wellness benefits to new facilities along the way.
Great. And do you have some technological innovations that are on your blueprint that you can reveal?
Ooh, I don't know. May have to keep them in my pocket. I can say something really exciting that we are working on is, you know, all of our manufacturing and assembly is held here in Oklahoma, and I'm very proud of that. I'm proud of it being kept in the United States. But one really interesting thing is we're looking at the outside of our hardware being 3D printed right here at our headquarters. And that's just a way to make sure that we can manage and control inventory when we need it, we're ready to go. And so we're really focused on the sustainability side of that and being able to use recycled materials. And I think that just adds to both the technology, but certainly the overall thought and mindset of our company. I'm very fortunate to work with a team of innovators, and I know we're going to have so much more to add in this new year.
Excellent. So if our audience wants to find out more, how can they find out more?
Well, I would recommend they reach out to Lone Star first to make connection. I think that's a great way. I've had wonderful success working with Cliff. He just knows all the ins and outs of the industry. Certainly to keep up with Mate Solutions, we're on LinkedIn and all the social media profiles. And feel free to drop us a line on our website, matecontrol.com. I look forward to extending this conversation further.
All right, great. Thank you so much for chatting with us and teaching us about circadian lighting. And thanks, Cliff, for riding along with me today. And
anytime. Anytime, Kenny.
And to the audience, thanks for joining us on CarePoints. I encourage you to hit the like button, subscribe to get notified about our latest updates on episodes. And if you want to subscribe, you can do that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and you could go to our podcast page at www.lonestarcom.com/podcasts. That's www.lonestarcom.com/podcasts. And thanks so much for listening. Have a good day.